Hello.
Hello.
Hola, estoy hablando con Cheryl.
Who's calling?
Oh, hi. My name is Percy, and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys, and I'm conducting an opinion survey. I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. So am I speaking with Cheryl?
You are.
All right. So does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
All right. Do you happen to be 21 years or older and registered to vote?
That is correct.
All right. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote?
Very
probably likely. Not. Very, all right.
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
Oh, all right. Okay, no worries. Thank you. So are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
I am not.
All right. What is your race?
African-American.
African-American. All right. So what is your age?
In my 50s.
All right. So now I'm going to read you a list of some different issues and concerns that some people say they want the President and Congress most focused on. And for each, I would like if you could rate it on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 10 means that it's a really important issue, a 5 means it's a somewhat important issue, and a 0 means it's not important at all. And you can use any number from 0 to 10. So the first one is reducing crime and gun violence.
10.
10? All right. Making housing more affordable.
8.
Did you say 8 or 10?
8, sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. Could you repeat that? It sounds really far away.
8.
8, all right. Perfect. Thank you. So protecting voting rights and democracy.
10.
10, all right. And fighting racism and discrimination.
10.
10, all right. Do you believe that health outcomes in general in the African-American community are better, worse, or about the same as in the white community?
Worse.
And now thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse for black people?
Worse.
Which of the following do you feel are having the most negative impacts in the African-American community? And you can select up to 2 if you would like about the following issues I'm going to list. So the first one is heroin, cocaine, meth, and crack, opioids and fentanyl, cigarettes, vaping, alcohol, marijuana and other cannabis products, or ketamine, ecstasy, and other party drugs.
I don't think it impacts any different than any other community.
All right, so you would say none of these, basically?
Correct.
All right. So now I want your opinion about something called tobacco harm reduction. So tobacco harm reduction is a public health strategy focused on lowering the health risks associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can't or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. So do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction would improve health outcomes in the African American today?
Agree.
Agree? Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat? All right. Now I'd like you to rate your familiarity with several different smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. And for each, if you could tell me if you're very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not familiar at all. So the first one is heat-not-burn tobacco products.
Not familiar at all.
All right. Oral nicotine pouches?
Somewhat familiar.
Somewhat familiar, all right. And e-cigarettes or vapes?
Somewhat?
Familiar. All right, would that be very familiar then?
I guess very familiar, yeah.
All right. So now I'd like to give you additional information about smoking today in America. So as you may know, smoking rates have gone down consistently for decades, but almost about 30 million American adults are still smoking today. That's about 1 in 9 adults. Smoking remains the leading cause of preventable death, accounting for nearly 500,000 American lives lost each year. That's about 1 in 5 deaths. And quitting is hard for adults who smoke. Only 1 in 10 who try to quit smoking are successful. Many have instead successfully switched from cigarettes, the most harmful form of tobacco, to less harmful forms of smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives. So after hearing this, why do you think people do these changes, going from cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives? Do you think it's because there's been an introduction of smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes to the market? Because there has been more education and anti-tobacco advertising? Because there have been more government restrictions and bans? Or because the cost of smoking has gone up?
I think the second, more education.
All right, because there has been more education in anti-tobacco advertising?
Yes.
All right. So now I'm going to read you two statements about cigarette smoking, and if you could please tell me which of the following statements do you happen to agree with more? Number one is, we must recognize that not everyone can or will easily quit smoking, and while we will continue to educate people about the harm of smoking and support their efforts to quit through traditional cessation support like nicotine patches and prescription medication, we should also ensure adults who smoke have information about and access to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives that will reduce their long-term health risks compared to cigarettes. Or number two, which is, while it may be difficult to quit smoking, we should continue to focus entirely on getting people to quit all tobacco and nicotine through education about the harm of smoking and the use of traditional cessation products like nicotine patches and prescription medications.
I would say the first one.
The first one? All right. And would you say that vaping is more or less harmful to your health than smoking cigarettes?
I think it's just as harmful.
Just as harmful? All right. So now I'm going to read you some statements that people have made about smoking and the importance of smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives to cigarettes. And if you could please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, a 5 means that you somewhat agree with the statement, and a 0 means that you do not agree at all with the statement. And you can use any number from 0 to 10. So the first one is, we know that cigarette smoke contains a variety of chemicals known to cause cancer, but nicotine is not one of them. Nicotine is not a carcinogen, so while smoke-free tobacco products contain nicotine, which is addictive, they represent a less harmful alternative to cigarettes because they do not produce cancer-causing smoke.
Strongly disagree. Zero, sorry.
All right. So many people who smoke today come from minority populations. The nearly 500,000 Americans dying from cigarettes every year. It's not in the wealthy white neighborhoods, so nobody's paying attention to them. But we can't just pretend this isn't happening. The FDA must begin instructing doctors to talk to adults who smoke about less harmful alternatives to cigarettes, no matter where they live. It can save hundreds of thousands of lives every year. All right. And the FDA is responsible for protecting and advancing public health. The FDA has proved through hundreds of scientific product applications that smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products are less harmful than cigarette smoking. There is a dire need for the FDA to increase awareness of and access these alternatives for adults who smoke. It could be the difference between life and death.
Probably a 6.
6, all right. So over the course of the survey, people changed their minds. It's totally cool if you haven't, but just kind of have to ask again. So do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction, the public health strategy focused on lowering the health risks associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can't or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco alternatives would improve health outcomes in the African-American community?
I would say a 5.
Oh, this one is like if you strongly agree or you somewhat agree or you somewhat disagree or strongly disagree.
I somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree. All right. In the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? I'm just going to give you a list. So the first one is cigarettes.
Nope.
Oral nicotine pouches.
Nope.
Pipe tobacco.
No.
E-cigarettes or vapes.
No.
Heat not burn tobacco products?
No.
Smokeless tobacco such as dip or chew?
No.
And cigars?
No.
All right. So we're about 95% done with the survey, so I do want to thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. So for the last few questions, what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
PhD.
PhD. Oh, my God. Congratulations. So are you married, unmarried, but living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed? Married? All right.
Married.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Would you say it's wealthy, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
Middle class.
middle class, all right. How would you describe the area where you live? Would you say it's urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Suburban, all right. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Strong Democrat or not strong Democrat?
It depends. I'll say Democrat for now. Strong Democrat.
All right. So, and if in the 2020 presidential elections, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Joe Biden. I'll never vote for Trump.
All right. And if the 2024 election for president were held today, and the candidates were Donald Democrat, Joe Biden, and Republican Donald Trump, for who would you vote for?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden. All right. Well, this will conclude our survey. So I just want to thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. Hope you have a good rest of your day.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. All right. Goodbye.